You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. How do you know? Or, this handy-dandy martial arts technique will instantly and effortlessly incapacitate any attacker, and it'll cure your asthma too. A question that is frequently on the mind of any training martial arts student is, what would really happen to my opponent's body as a result of my executing this technique against him? Unless there's something deeply wrong with you, you're not going to go out and engage in random bar fights in order to gather data to answer this question. If you train in the martial arts, or if you watch movies or video purporting to portray the martial arts, you've heard claims and seen portrayals of the effects of various fighting techniques. Some examples might include the classic myth that you can kill a man by driving his nose into his brain using a strike with the heel of your palm, or the cliched knockout chop to the back of the neck with a knife hand strike, and what I call the chiropractic kill, in which one actor twists another's head to appear to fracture his neck. Don't be misled by such depictions. The producers of TV and movies are not bound by any law or regulation requiring them to portray fighting realistically. When I was a young man, training in karate, my instructor would sometimes make statements like, "This technique will knock your opponent out," or, "This kick will blow out your opponent's knee." I always wanted to ask the question, how do you know that? Have you yourself ever done that to someone? Have you ever tried and failed? If so, what was the ratio of success to failure? In my more than 40 years in the martial arts, I have experienced a wide range of success and failure with a number of techniques. For example, on two different occasions, I've managed to knock out sparring partners with a simple boxing jab, much to my simultaneous horror and delight. One of these knockout victims weighed well over 250 pounds compared to my relatively light 140 pounds at the time. Please don't misconstrue my purpose for saying this. I'm not trying to sing my own praises or brag on myself regarding my punching power. It's also true that I've landed many thousands of jabs with less or even no effect. These two knockouts are simply evidence that if you have a large enough statistical sample, you will occasionally see outliers and anomalous results, like two knockouts with a technique that is not renowned for its power. So, what do I tell my students that a jab will do? The Muay Thai round kick is famous for its devastating power. I personally have been out of commission for months from compartment syndrome. If you don't know what that is, try Googling compartment syndrome. It's pretty disgusting. Anyway, I was out of commission for months with compartment syndrome of the quadriceps muscle from being kicked with a Thai kick. A Thai kick also once fractured my left forearm. And yet, on another occasion, I took a hard Thai kick directly to the throat, and much to my delighted relief and surprise, was only mildly bruised. So what do I tell my students that a Muay Thai round kick will do? The truth is that martial arts techniques can produce an entire range of results. A competent and responsible instructor should make you aware of the various possible results and what results are more probable. When an individual makes an absolute statement, like my old instructor used to, he or she is making what some skeptics refer to as a truth claim. When you hear someone making a truth claim, it's very important to use your critical thinking skills to evaluate this assertion. These are skills that everyone should cultivate in order to avoid being misled by faulty truth claims, or in other words, to avoid being easy meat for con artists. Without critical thinking skills, you are vulnerable to predatory individuals who want to con you out of your money or gain power or influence over you. Thus, critical thinking skills constitute a form of self-defense, a very powerful and effective one. Under normal circumstances, you might verbally express skepticism to an individual who makes a truth claim and perhaps debate the merits of the claim with them. But in the setting of a martial arts class, it would be inappropriate to debate with your teacher unless he or she invited debate. Instead, you should silently use your critical thinking skills in the privacy of your mind to evaluate the claim and perhaps later do some research on your own. Critical thinking skills help you develop what the famous communicator of science, Carl Sagan, called your baloney detector. Or if you like more explicit terminology, your bullshit detector. An interesting discovery of brain science shows that we tend to turn off, or at least turn way down, our bullshit detector when in the presence of a charismatic leader or mentor figure. So the challenge during martial arts classes is to display a respectful demeanor while being on guard in the privacy of your own thoughts. Developing critical thinking skills extensively and in depth is beyond the scope of this individual podcast episode. I will, however, in future episodes, try to do my small part to continue to help further your education in critical thinking. If you're interested in learning right now, you should do some research. There are excellent online resources to check out. Try Googling terms like critical thinking, logical fallacies, and cognitive biases. Critical thinking skills are mental self-defense skills that make an excellent complement to your physical self-defense skills, leaving you less vulnerable to the predations of con men, charlatans, and hucksters. Anyway, that's what I think, but I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.